I'd like my last words to be, I left $1 million behind the...
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
This year, once again, I had a birthday. It's become a trend with me. Presents arrived from friends who were trying to be funny. Grecian formula for my baldness. Preparation H for other things. A cane, suspenders, some pills that rhyme with Niagara. Birthdays can be a depressing reminder of how fast time flies. Or they can be a milestone, reminding us to celebrate another year, to think of others whose lives we should emulate. For me, one such person is Cordell. He once said, "My dad was part scotch and part club soda." I asked if I could steal that joke, and he said, "You bet." Years ago, I talked with him on my birthday. "This is the happiest day of my life," he said. "I've given the family business over to my son. I'm ready for the next step." A few hours later, in a tragic car crash, Cordell took that step into the presence of God. The world slows remarkably when a friend dies. Things you once thought important don't mean much. Recently, a friend told me of a small dog that took up residence near their church. Each Sunday, it waggled through the parking lot, humbly greeting all who arrived, as if to say, "Good to see you. What took you so long?" Cordell did that at our church. Some have been bitten in church parking lots, never by Cordell. He met you in the foyer with welcome on his face and encouragement on his lips. He had no time to complain about the music. He was too busy telling you how amazing things were. He spread enthusiasm around our community like confetti at a wedding. 1,500 people gathered to say goodbye to Cordell. Many were pre-Christians, as he liked to call them. He lived the Bible verse, "Encourage one another." He encouraged my kids. As we left for the funeral, I promised to pay them handsomely for each adjective used to describe Cordell. Their pockets jingled that day. Loved God. Loved baseball. Friend. Comforter. Encourager. Servant. Dad. Honest in business. Enjoyed life. Hours before Cordell's death, I spent time on the phone with the author Philip Yancey. He talked of people who increased his faith and helped him survive hypocrisy in the church. We compared notes a little. Our backgrounds have similarities, yet both of us find ourselves drawn to the church like moths to a flame. Sometimes we experience the light, and sometimes we get burned. But certain ones along the way helped bring us back. They are the tail waggers, the Cordells. I wish for every church a Cordell, for every community and every home. If something blessed him, he said so. He couldn't sing to save his life. You didn't ask him to change a light bulb. But he could light up your face with a compliment. He delighted in looking past your obvious faults and embellishing your attributes. He was generous with exclamation marks. I picture him walking around heaven now, patting angels between the wings, saying, "Wow, good job, you're amazing. You've been doing this how many years again?" It's good to admire the Cordells in our lives. Admiration is noble, but replication is even better. Jesus commanded us to be a little like Cordell. In John 13, he said this, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Whether he agreed with you or not, Cordell radiated that kind of love to the end. Let's get together soon for his last words to me. One day, I'll keep that appointment.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.